This is program number LW2324. Well, it really happened. Hi, this is Larry West. King Edward VII of England did something very strange in commemoration of his own coronation. He gave a banquet to tens of thousands of poor people. He sent out messengers to all of London and the country for miles around, inviting guests to come to the king's dinner. And it was strange. The servants at the banquet were none other than the royal princes, dukes, lords, and officers of the army brought back from South Africa. It was a sight that had never been seen before in the memory of any man, and it was one that would not soon be forgotten. Among the royal guests were an old man and his wife, who had come in from the country to enjoy the king's hospitality. Now, these two aged people knew what poverty was. I mean, they were poor. They had managed to keep body and soul together long enough to come to the palace, but after that, their plans were to enter what was known during those days as the poor house. They had sold everything they owned to keep from starving. Well, among the waiters at the table where the old couple sat was a fine-looking officer from Australia. And as the young man was serving to his table all the king's delicacies, the old man leaned over and whispered to his wife, "My," he said, "ain't he like our Ned?" Well, the officer overheard what the old man said. In a few moments, he came back to the table with more food. And it was then that the old man, impressed with what he saw, spoke directly to the officer waiting on them. He said, "My, but you are so much like our Ned." "Indeed am I," said the officer. "Yes, you are." "Well," said the officer, "what is your name, and where is your Ned?" It was then that the old lady spoke up. "Oh, he went to Australia over 30 years ago, and we haven't heard from him in over 20 years. It was then that the young officer knelt between them. Tears began to well up in his eyes, and he said, "My name is Ned." And he said, "If you are Edward," and he called the man's last name. Then he said, "I am your Ned's son. My father died 21 years ago, but I came to England to find you, and I had given up in despair." Well, to say the least, all three of them were overjoyed. "Where are you going when dinner is over?" Ned asked them, and the old man said, "To the poor house." "Oh, no, you're not," said the young officer. "You're going with me to my hotel," and then he said, "You will sail with me next Saturday for my home in Australia. Come, grandmother," he said, "give me your arm." And he took them with him all the way home. You know, it sure must be great to be found, especially when you need to be found. King Edward VII of England actually acted out a story that Jesus Christ dreamed up centuries before. Jesus told it in an effort to try to help people understand more about what heaven is like. In Jesus' story, the man who threw the banquet first invited all his elite friends, but because each of them had an excuse not to come, flimsy excuses they were, he told then his servants to go and invite the poor people, the crippled, the blind, the lame. And they came. According to Jesus' story, though, there was still room at the banquet. So the master told the servants, "Go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full." And the king's banquet hall was filled with happy, relieved, excited, found people. Yeah, it's great to be found, especially when you need to be found. Can you imagine yourself being invited to a king's banquet and you don't want to go? You don't want to go so bad that you come up with a flimsy excuse, one like, "Well, I just bought a few acres of land outside of town. The deal went through this afternoon, so I think I'll go out there and see what it looks like instead." Or how about this one? "Well, I just bought myself a new tractor, and I can't wait to get it into the field to see how it's going to do. I think I'll work tonight doing a little plowing." Now, those are excuses. That's all they are. Instantly recognizable. Just excuses. Those two grandparents that attended King Edward's banquet didn't use any such flimsy excuse. They went, and they were found. The only thing that can keep you away from heaven, which in Jesus' story is the king's banquet, to which only the poor people are invited. That's right. None of us are rich enough to buy our way in. Heaven is a gift, and the king has invited all of us poor people to it. The only thing that can keep you away from it now is a flimsy excuse. Have you been giving one lately? Whatever it is you've been using to excuse yourself from it, whatever, it's flimsy. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? The Gospel is God's invitation for you to come to His banquet. What is the Gospel? That's the name of it. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71 291.